Hello, it's the 25th of September 2019. Today we have the Moon and the Three of Wands and Temperance. Trust the process. People have different dreams and different ways of going about achieving those dreams. We have two major arcana here today, the Funhouse Mirror Moon and Patient and Peaceful Temperance. I do get a sense of time in these cards in that I do feel the moon belongs in the past. This is a very arty spread, a very creative spread, and while the full glowing moon on the card seems bright and clear, the very light of the moon is itself, of course, an illusion, which is why this card is associated with movies and fantasy and even deception, including self-deception. Things under the moon may look real, but may not be. The landscape on the Morgan Greer card is surreal and a deep subconscious blue, animals barking and baying and just all around weirdness. This last full moon may have been a particularly inspiring creative phase. We have to take reality with a grain of salt under this influence, but oh, the poetry. This is the card of the wild imagination, Pisces, Jupiter, Neptune. Under the mysterious moon, we may not see things or people as they really are. The moon is psychic ability, dreams, and visions. It's a moody card, and we could even be physically exhausted by crazy dreams or downloads that can keep us up all night or have us looking like we did when we wake up in the morning. The moon is a nice place to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there, basically. You may not remember the past for what it really was. The Three of Wands is an optimistic, careful, contemplative card and gets along very well with the final card of the spread, Temperance. In the rather harsh yellow light of day, the human stands on high ground, gazing out towards new horizons as he holds a fine, strong walking stick, which is starting to sprout new leaves. Restless. Behind him, there is already one planted and growing, but the Three of Fire is all about expansion. Here is a human that, when presented an ace, the spark of an idea, turned it into two, then three, a restless, uneven number and supremely creative, and has been called the writer's card. He or she is considering something or someone at a distance on this card. This could be travel for one's job or career, including foreign travel or trade, or even contemplating writing a letter to someone overseas. While the Morgan Greer card shows a vast desert, on the old time card, the human is looking out to sea where we see a small ship coming in. Waiting for your ships to come in is an old time tag for the Three of Wands. You may be waiting for money. Be patient, says the giant angel of the Temperance card, a Sagittarian. All is well, and we're talking about nothing less than divine timing here. Would you not rather things happen when you are ready for them, when the timing is right? That's not always up to us. It feels like we're waiting for something, possibly all the facts, before we consider new horizons or, for that matter, new people. Previously, we may not have had all the information we need to move forward. You may have an angel, whether in human form or not, intervening on your behalf to facilitate some project or creation, job, or even relationship. Temperance is a mediator and moderator. It's not right until it's right. Temperance is bringing into balance. We're realizing our wildest, far-reaching ideas and plans may need moderation. Temperance does not waste time, but doesn't rush it either. This is the card of alchemy. Like growing and making wine, baking a cake, or mixing colors, when it's right, it's right. Meanwhile, what's next? Patience.